This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. At least 200 Israelis were killed and more than 1,000 wounded after dozens of Palestinian militants infiltrated Israel from Gaza by land, sea, and air. Palestinian health officials said 200 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
A Hamas spokesman said the attack was in response to what it called the desecration of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and an increase in Jewish settler attacks on Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Hamas that it will pay a price.
Since the morning, Israel has been at war. Our first goal is to clean the area from those who have infiltrated it and to return security and quiet to the areas that were attacked. The second goal, at the same time, is to exact a huge price from the enemy.
Israel launched a series of airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza and cut electricity to the densely populated strip. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
UN and local investigators are searching for answers at the site of a Russian military strike on a small Ukrainian village. The strike on Thursday turned its sole cafe to rubble and killed nearly 52 people gathered for a dead soldier's wake, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials in Kyiv. Representatives from a UN monitoring mission have come to the preliminary conclusion that nearly all those killed were civilians, according to a UN statement shared with the AP. Also on Saturday, local residents began laying their lost friends to rest with the funeral of a married couple who had attended the wake. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Two powerful earthquakes have killed dozens of people in western Afghanistan. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
One Afghan official said four villages in Herat province bore the brunt of the quakes and aftershocks. Dozens of houses have been damaged. The United States Geological Survey reported both quakes were 6.3 on the Richter scale. In Herat, rescue workers shout to clear the way as they push an injured man on a stretcher into Herat Hospital. A senior doctor at the hospital, Dr. Shahpur Muhib, said both state and private ambulances were still responding to patients in and around the city centre. Telephone connections went down in Herat, making it hard to get details from the affected areas. Videos on social media showed hundreds of people in the streets outside their homes and offices in Herat city. I'm Karen Shamas.
Reports the United States has resumed building sections of the border wall caused the annual U.S.-Mexico security talks held this week in Mexico City to alter its agenda. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has the story.
Thursday marked the first time that migration was part of the agenda of the recurring bilateral event. But it was the confusion surrounding the Biden administration's stance and recent actions regarding the expansion of the border wall that grabbed the news headlines. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas denied there is a change in policy.
The construction project reported today was appropriated, funded during the prior administration in 2019, and the law requires the government to use these funds for this purpose.
Earlier in the day, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador strongly decried the move. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
The Powerball jackpot is up to an estimated $1.4 billion, with no grand prize winner since the July 19th drawing. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Powerball tickets being sold at a frenzied pace. The jackpot, the world's fifth largest lottery prize after 33 consecutive drawings. The estimated $1.4 billion is for a sole winner who opts for annual checks over 30 years. Most lottery winners take the cash, which in this case is an estimated $614 million. The next drawing is tonight. The odds of winning, 1 in 292 million. Good luck. I'm Julie Walker.
Ecuadorian authorities say a seventh man accused in the assassination of a presidential candidate in August has been killed inside a prison. The killing of the seven suspects happened a little more than a week before Ecuador holds a presidential runoff election, and as authorities struggle to explain how this was possible. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.